What's up, guys? Welcome to Good Bad 2 No Holds Barred. This is the show where we dig up bad wrestling and then bury it again. I am your host, John.
Jack Brinks here.
And we've also got with us Danielle, who comes from Good Bad 2 The Sequel.
Goddamn right.
And in the background, we've got Jack's lovely wife, Savannah.
Bartending for us today on this special occasion.
Yeah, so we're going to do something a little extra different today. Normally we just dig up a segment and then we bury it. Today we are doing the first ever fantasy draft whiskey style. So Sean and I have already started downing some Lead Slinger's whiskey.
And if you didn't know, Lead Slinger's whiskey is a veteran-owned whiskey company. Some of the same people who bring you Black Rifle Coffee, and highly recommend both. So, not an official sponsor by any means, but huge supporters of Black Rifle Coffee and today, Lead Slinger Whiskey.
And what we're going to do is, whenever we do one of these drafts like we're doing today, or if we do some sort of debate, which we've got planned in the future, that sort of thing, we'll pick a new spirit. And we'll sample it, we'll taste it, we'll comment on it, we'll review it, and we will enjoy it.
Good Bad 2's own spirit squad.
which may foreshadow how this draft is going to go. Before I explain the rules of the draft, let me let you guys know, you can find the podcast everywhere. It's on iTunes, it's on Google, it's on Spotify, it's wherever you get your podcasts. So make sure you download it and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to chime in on who has the best, aka worst in this case, draft, you can let us know on Twitter and Instagram at GB2Wrestling. All right, let me explain to you how this is going to go. So Sean and I have laid out a wrestling card, which goes as follows. We're going to give you an opening match, a tag team title match, a women's match, a mid-card match, a semi-main event with a stipulation, and a world heavyweight title match. We're going to go one by one, back and forth, and draft the very worst people we can think of. The worst teams, the worst women's, the worst champions to be in these matches.
The worst women's?
The women's is. This is the whiskey draft. We're going to try to put together the worst wrestling card that we can possibly think of. Danielle is here to keep us on track.
Yeah, good luck with that, Danielle.
Yeah, I don't know if I can handle it, but I'll see.
And Savannah's here to be our bartender.
Yeah, so the more we drink, the harder
<I'm>
this
<useful. laughs>
the harder this is gonna get. We decided who gets the first pick based on the 49ers versus Rams game today.
Yeah, can we not talk about that?
And my 49ers jolly stomped his Rams, so that means that I have the option of either first pick or deferring to the main event's first pick. And I believe that I am going to take the first overall pick, and I'll let you have the main event's first pick.
Fair enough. And in case I didn't hear, if you, I've had quite a bit. Our bottle is already at a fifth left.
Oh,
was this full before
it was
came
full?
Over?
Brand new bottle.
We started drinking.
One
it.
Drink left.
We started drinking at halftime.
So, in case it wasn't clear, once a wrestler is drafted and picked, they are off the table.
Yeah.
No for reasons. The heavyweight title match, they have to be former heavyweight champions. And for the other matches,
for the tags,
the tags have to be former tag team champions. The rest of the matches are I went out of my way to pick non-former champions.
Yes, so did I.
So
yeah,
we will. All right. This will be fun.
Okay, so we have got up first the opening match. So we're looking for some curtain jerkers here. We're looking for the worst of the worst. We're trying to put together the worst match possible with the very first pick in the Fantasy Wrestling Whiskey Draft, brought to you by Lead Slinger's Whiskey. John selects James Ellsworth. You might recall James Ellsworth as the chinless wonder who followed Carmella around sniffing her ass for about a year. And he is actually the first ever SmackDown Women's Champion. Yeah, because he won the ladder match that decided that with the Money in the Bank briefcase. So I'm going with all 120 pounds of James Ellsworth.
All 120 pounds and half a set of teeth. I like your pick. I take your pick of James Ellsworth and raise it. So for the number one pick for my team in the whiskey draft, I go with none other than Mr. Dwayne Gill, a.k.a. Gilbert.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Now, I went with Dwayne Gill because everyone knows Gilbert, but I dare you to look up the picture of Dwayne Gill. He's got a mullet and a singlet and no teeth. So, Merry fucking Christmas.
That's hot.
I don't think I even knew that he had anything before Gilbert.
He has like three or four different characters that he did as an enhancement talent.
Oh, that's amazing. So you guys know who Goldberg is, right?
I don't know. Yes.
Yes. Okay, so Savannah knows who Goldberg is. So Gilbert is WWF's answer to him, and he's like 120 pounds.
That's Gilbert.
And he comes out with like sparklers instead of real pyro, and he was like the meth version of Goldberg.
Okay, so Dwayne Gill.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god, it's hideous.
Oh my god.
We'll put a picture.
Oh yeah.
We'll put a picture of Gilbert on the Twitter at GB2 Wrestling. All right. So you've got Gilbert, I've got James Ellsworth. My opponent in the opening match for James Ellsworth is WCW's answer to the Ultimate Warrior, everybody's favorite face-painted maniac, Renegade.
Fuck! Damn it. So...
Renegade was a cheap-ass knockoff of the Ultimate Warrior that just had the letter R painted on his face.
That's it?
His like body was 1/10 as impressive, and believe it or not, he's a worse wrestler than the Ultimate Warrior. So my opening match is James Ellsworth versus Renegade.
All right, well, that doesn't affect me in this match.
Did I take him from further down your card?
It takes it later on. So I didn't think we would run into an issue of. Cross-drafting as early as the first match.
I definitely had Gilbert on my list as an alternate, though.
So, for my second pick and Gilbert's opponent for the opening match, I'm going to stick with my original game plan and go with the famous enhancement tryout talent, the Brooklyn Brawler.
Oh, what? How dare you put Brooklyn Brawler... Brooklyn...
Yeah. What was that?
That
was
me, though.
How dare you put... besmirch the good name of the Brooklyn Brawler.
So, for those of you who don't know, the Brooklyn Brawler was one of those talents that you never saw. He was actually with the company for, I don't know, 15 years.
Yeah,
I think
he's forever.
I want to say he was an agent backstage also.
He was after his career, yeah.
And he was used as like a tryout and enhancement talent.
I think his name is probably more famous than he is, right? He's like, he's on the list with like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man that people who are familiar with 80s wrestling would use as a name when talking about wrestling, even though they don't know anything about wrestling. I bet you a lot of people know the Brooklyn Brawler's name but couldn't put a face to it.
So as we're doing this for people who don't know, I'm looking up pictures and sharing so they get a little, so our studio audience gets a little
it's just
context.
A guy off the street. It's just a guy who works at the
not a guy store. Off the street.
What?
I would contest
that. That is Steve Lombardi. It's not just a guy off the street.
You guys need to be proud because I know who that was.
Hey.
I would contest.
Not in my brain.
That the Brooklyn Brawler is actually a legendary wrestler and that is a mark against your opening match.
He might be legendary because of the time he's been in.
Yeah.
He's not legendary for his work.
Okay, so the opening match is my James Ellsworth versus Renegade.
And I have Gilbert versus the Brooklyn Brawler.
Jesus. All right, now we are moving on to our to our tag title matches. I have the first pick, so you get to go first here.
All right, so for my first pick, John, this probably will not be a surprise to John. And I don't think I need to say any more than my first pick for the tag title match for worst pay-per-view is none other than the Nasty Boys.
Ooh, okay. That is definitely a polarizing pick. You hate the Nasty Boys.
This is a shoot. I think I hate the Nasty Boys more than any other wrestlers on planet Earth.
Wow.
I've never seen anything the Nasty Boys have done where I've been like, oh, that was pretty good. Yeah,
okay. So your first pick is the Nasty Boys, and they're your most hated tag team on the planet, huh?
Yeah.
You hate them more than any other
tag team. More than any other tag team.
Any other wrestlers.
Any other wrestlers.
You're sure about that?
Sure about that.
Okay, because my first
pick... I bet my lead slinger on it.
My first pick is the Insane Clown Posse.
Still hate the Nasty Boys more.
Holy shit.
Which says a lot.
Plus one for ICP.
My first pick is the Insane Clown Posse. They've only won tag belts in their own backyard bullshit, yeah. But they're tag champions nonetheless.
Yeah, but they got Vanilla Ice on their side.
Ooh, that is true. Yeah, that is true.
So you... So the criteria... for tag champions for the tag title matches, you have to be a former champion. You really went outside the box. So I was going major NWA, AWA, WCW, ECW, WWE, TNA. You really...
Danielle ruling, if I look up on Wikipedia whether or not they are tag champions, and it says yes... Does that count?
Question, does it say yes?
because in reality, I could have picked for worst. I could have picked Kryptonite and Jack Brinks.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, again, I guess we'll have to leave it according.
It sounds like the rules are a little bit blurry. If it wasn't defined...
As our vision?
To you whether or not I need to pick another team. Wikipedia says they won a tag belt.
They won a belt.
And they were wrestlers...
Of their own making.
They were wrestlers before they were rappers. So they're not some...
Really?
Like, yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So you're laying down to us two facts that we are supposed to believe without looking up. Are you willing to stand behind your facts?
Yes. Can I interject real quick?
Yes,
I will say this. I will... You're the official... For this draft, I will concede and say I will allow the pick because they wrestled on TV. Because they were in ECW and I think WCW.
And WWE.
So they did wrestle on TV.
Okay.
They didn't win a TV tag title. They have their own, what is it, Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Which is where they were the tag champions.
Yeah. So they have their own company, but they did wrestle for major companies.
Because they were good enough to be on TV, because they formed their own championship outside of that, and then they won it. It's kind of like making your own award and then giving it to yourself, isn't it?
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And so this is why it counts the worst draft ever.
I'm going to let this fly because it might actually come to favor Sean later.
That's okay. I'm okay with this.
All right, so you've got the Nasty Boys. I've got ICP. Who is the Nasty Boys' opponent?
So, again, I'm going to stick with my script.
Whiskey draft.
Stick with my script and my opponents for the tag title match against the Nasty Boys. They will be defending. I don't think
that's like a. Fuck, I don't know. It's
awful.
Winner gets a belt.
Yeah, against none other than all 900 pounds of the Natural Disasters.
What? What? How fucking dare you?
Which they're immortalized on the wall.
They are in the wall in this Good Bad Two No Holds Barred studio. Okay. I give you that
John pick. Shockmaster.
I give you that pick, but does Typhoon take Shockmaster off the board?
So I thought about that too, and I'm gonna say no.
Danielle?
Oh, that's tough.
So his team that he just picked is these two fatties wall right here. The guy on the left is the Shockmaster.
Uh-huh.
Should I be able to use the Shockmaster later on if he's taking them?
If I'm taking Typhoon, should Shockmaster be allowed?
Is it humans or gimmicks that are off the board?
I think you should be able to use him because he's not the same as the two.
All right.
Okay.
I'm into
I'll allow that.
Okay, so you've got the Nasty Boys versus the Natural Disasters.
Yeah.
That's probably a match that happened on a WrestleMania, so good luck with that getting voted the worst.
Yeah, just because it happened on a WrestleMania doesn't make it a good fucking match. The be honest.
All raised to that.
Okay, so I've got the Insane Clown Posse in one corner. And it...
she can't even keep her fucking shit straight.
That would be Shaggy 2 Dope in fucking Slam Master J. I have no idea what they're doing.
Watch your wallet.
Against them, I have got, in the worst draft ever, the Legion of Doom. 2.0.
Fuck! Oh, that's okay, because they were a alternate of mine, so...
2.0, that would be Animal, Road Warrior Animal of the Legion of Doom, the greatest tag team in history, at 59 years old, and his tag team partner, Heidenreich, who is definitely on both of our lists for any match on this card.
Who's most famous for butt-fucking Michael Cole on TV.
True story.
In the middle of the ring.
True story, molested Michael Cole in the bathroom on SmackDown. And is not World Warrior Hawk, more importantly. So the tag team match is Sean's...
Nasty Boys versus the Natural Disasters.
And I've got the Insane Clown Posse versus LOD 2.0.
Can we do like a little asterisk with this? And just to throw out, this is not a knock on Animal.
No, it's just because the fact that he was over the hill by this point.
Because the Laurinaitis name is up there... with God.
Oh, it didn't help the Rams today, though, did it? Okay.
Yeah, except he's retired. Fuck. Anyway.
Okay. All right, now we're on to the women's match. There's just not much to choose from in the way of shitty female wrestlers.
Sorry, ladies. This is not an insult to women, but...
No, there are a lot of great, great women's wrestlers. There's just a lot of terrible, terrible ones also. So, the women's match, what order should I do this in? All right, I got to just go big gun since I've got the pick first here, and I know it's on yours, and I'm going to take it from you. I'm going Eva Marie.
It's my first pick.
He hangs his head.
If you don't know who Eva Marie is, you might have seen her on E's Diva. What is the show called?
Diva? Total Divas.
Total Divas. She's also a wrestler. I think she's probably a porn star now. If she's not, she should be.
I want to say she's still working with Spanky.
Is she?
To try to learn.
She's got her hair is the color of red, and she wears red. And
red everything.
And she's got huge tits, and she's not an athlete. She's not a wrestler. She's not an actor. She's not a talent. She's useless.
She's probably a really good person.
I bet she is. I don't know. I've never met her, but she can't do shit between the ropes.
So, since that was my number one pick...
I'm sure it was.
I forgot about her.
I'm going to go out of left field and pick for my first opponent for the women's match. I'm going to go with Major Guns.
Oh, I forgot about Major Guns.
Yeah, you did. I don't know if Major Guns... So, in WCW... this was after NWO branched out to red and black, black and white.
Fucking green, white, and red.
Whatever the fuck they did. There was a group of military-themed wrestlers, right? There was...
The No Limit Soldiers.
Was that...
Yes, they had Master P and Silver Shocker, and they were the No Limit Soldiers.
I'm drawing a blank now on everybody who they had.
Booker T was G.I. Bro.
That's right. I know they had Hugh Morris, but it wasn't Hugh Morris.
Yeah, he had changed his name to like Sergeant something. It was so stupid.
It was awful. But they had a valet. I don't know if she... I think she wrestled a couple times. But it was blonde, huge fake cans, came out with camo booty shorts, and she was Major Guns. And I don't think she could find her way out of those booty
shorts.
Did
she wrestle, though?
I think she did. She was a talent.
Did she wrestle?
Oh, this might be a deal breaker.
All right.
Yeah.
There needs to be
wrestling. We need to know whether or not she wrestled, because if she was just a valet, that doesn't count. You have to at least have had one wrestling match in order to qualify here. Danielle, what say ye?
Just one wrestling match?
At the very least. I mean, you're the official. What do you say?
At least one.
Yeah.
At the very least. So, there's research going on in the wings right now.
Yeah.
Our team of researchers.
While you're doing that,
so they were the Misfits in Action was the led by General Rection.
What? Oh my god.
Miss Guns defeated Hancock, which later became Stacy Keibler, New Blood Rising, in a ROTC or Rip Off the Camo Mud Match.
What year is this? When was this?
Late 90s, probably 97, 98.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, well.
So Tylene Buck, AKA Major Guns.
Your pick stands. Everything you just said made me throw up in my mouth. Yeah. Okay, so on the topic of that was your first pick. Right?
That was my first pick.
Okay, so I've got Eva Marie, and on the topic of needing only one or a handful of wrestling matches to qualify, having nothing to do with anything other than in-ring ability, I am going with Stephanie McMahon as my opponent for Eva Marie.
Yes.
Well, you want to chime in with this? Are you a fan of hers?
No,
she is a great executive, and she is a 50% of the time great TV personality, and she is a McMahon, which makes her a crap wrestler.
I love watching her the most because of how bad she is in the ring, and I know not nearly as much as you guys know about her.
You know, short circuit. Alright, so what is your second pick in the women's match?
Well, my second pick, so my opponent for Miss Major Guns in this women's match is going to be none other than the professional wrestling actress, bodybuilding extraordinaire, Nicole Bass.
Oh man, I forgot she even existed.
Yeah, so if you don't know Nicole Bass, I might have been, I don't know what his name was before, but she was...
Oh, yeah.
That was an
insult. Is that confirmed?
What?
That Nicole Bass used to be... That she went through a gender reassignment?
I think I'm just being...
That's the politically correct term, by the way.
Well, I don't know, but that's Nicole Bass. So Nicole Bass was billed at 6'2", 240 pounds.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
What?
Which means, realistically, she was what? Like 5'10"?
What's Nia Jax billed at?
It's a good question.
She's a dude.
Let me see.
Doesn't qualify because she's a dude.
No.
That's not true. A current TV promotion, the women's inaugural women's title match was...
You need to broaden your horizons.
This person gets to be on your team.
Yeah.
This person counts.
She wrestled
as
a
woman. This person wrestled
as
a female.
As a female.
As a female.
I don't know the history.
Yeah.
Female.
And currently on AEW, there is someone who is openly trans and wrestles as a woman, so therefore Nicole Bass counts. All right.
Which, I'm just going to give a little disclaimer. We're not speaking ill of somebody who has since passed.
No, we're just talking about whether or not someone is a woman. All right, so my women's match is Eva Marie versus Stephanie McMahon. Yours
is going to be Major Guns versus Nicole Bass.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You couldn't pay me to watch either one of those matches.
I told you.
That's rough.
All right, now we've got our mid-card match, and this is someone who was never champion, but was somewhat of a name, something of a name. So, what is your first wrestler in your mid-card match?
My mid-card match, so I had Renegade as my first contestant in this match. So, my first contestant in this mid-card match on the worst pay-per-view you could ever possibly fucking imagine in our risky draft is going to be none other than Michael Cole.
Oh, he's wrestled before. Damn it! All to hell! Why didn't I think of that? Oh, man!
So, as you guys probably know, Michael Cole, or Maggle.
Maggle?
Maggle has been an on-air commentator for WWE for
20 years.
And he's also backstage agent, and he does just about everything.
He's the current head announcer. He's the one that says, you know, vintage or Randy Orton and all that bullshit.
Okay.
And he is not an athlete, and he's every bit as bad in the ring as he is as an announcer.
I think he has one or two matches under his belt.
That's a great pick. I can't believe I didn't think of that. Okay, so as previously discussed, still on the board, I am going Shockmaster.
Fair enough. If you guys don't know Shockmaster, Danielle knows Shockmaster.
Oh, yes,
because we did a whole episode on the Shockmaster.
Yeah. The Shockmaster is just 390 pounds of two left feet and just not an athletic bone in his body. Typhoon, who you drafted in the Natural Disasters, is a part of a legendary multi-time tag team.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
Shockmaster wears a purple glittery Star Wars helmet and fell through a wall.
There was a 2x4 in front of his knees that he didn't know was there, so
he fell on his arse.
So my second participant in this mid-card match to take on Mr. Michael Cole is none other than he might be a WWE Hall of Famer, I don't give two fucks. It's none other than Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
What? You are picking so many Hall of Famers and legendary people.
I don't care. Tell me one match of Hacksaw Jim Duggan's that was memorable and legendary.
Well, there was the time when when he dug a title out of the garbage in WCW. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
He won the first Royal Rumble.
I don't know, but how picture in your head a match between Hacksaw and Michael Cole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I already have a hangover. That's terrible. All right.
Sounds like a good pick.
All right, well, I see your Hacksaw Jim Duggan WWE Hall of Famer, and I raise you 7 foot tall wearing a body pube suit.
No.
Yes, that's right. The giant Gonzalez.
Yes, you do want to know.
So giant Gonzalez actually had giantitis, and he's like approaching 8 feet tall. He's from Mexico, and when he got to WWF, they put him in like a Bigfoot Yeti bodysuit, which has like muscles and hair printed on it.
He didn't headline WrestleManias, but he was a multiple mess WrestleMania. I can't fucking talk. Jesus. A multiple WrestleMania participant.
Yeah, whoopity fucking do. Yeah, he showed up. That makes him something.
That poor man. They're like, you want to be famous?
Yeah.
With
manager Harvey Whippleman, who is the second most annoying person after whistle guy from ECW.
Why do they give him
Bill Alfonso.
Why do they make a bodysuit for him?
Was his body that bad?
Because he didn't have any actual muscles, so they had to cover him, print it on pubes and fake muscles.
Was he nude? There's a gigantic, like, 3-foot-long happy trail on this man's suit.
He literally has Bigfoot dick. Like, it's all hair and no junk.
This is terrifying. Look how happy his face is, though. Dear listeners, you will be receiving these pictures in your DMs shortly.
And with a complimentary bottle of cream.
Why? Hold on.
Gross.
Well, I'm just realizing that his pubic hair is on trunks that aren't connected to the body.
You just zoom in on his pubes.
The trunks.
Yeah, it's a different
the
color.
The trunks
shape.
Are separate from the entire body suit.
It's like they made them afterwards.
Oh my god.
So that is it, historically, like, that's a thing. So most of the time when guys wore tights and they wore trunks, a lot of guys would wear tights and trunks.
Okay.
It's just, it's a classic look. Well, but with this, it's It's kind of creepy.
You don't see it so much nowadays because guys are actually in shape.
Yeah.
But back in the day when you had like these barrel chested, like power lifting, beer drinking, muscle fat guys, they would do that to cover up the fact that they had no ass. And it was to like make it the way it was explained to me in wrestling school when I asked why people do that, somebody told me that it was so you don't look like you have a full diaper.
Ew.
So all right, so my mid-card match is Shockmaster versus Giant Gonzalez.
All right. So my opponent in this mid-card match, which probably would be the match right after intermission. Let's try to get people in the seats back in the groove.
The 11 people that showed up to these shows didn't come back after it.
There's some racket out there. We should go take a look.
For all you listening at home, picture you just got a beer, you got a hot dog. You just drain the main vein. You're getting, you're getting back to your seat. You're all pumped and ready for the show. And out comes Michael Cole.
Yeah.
To wrestle, and his opponent. Oh wait, fuck, her.
Yeah.
I mean, pick mine. Jim Duggan.
Okay, that might look like a blunder on your part, but we've been drinking since lunch, so.
This bottle's almost gone, and I think I need a fucking refill.
All right, we are actually that's our mid card match. Now we are on to the semi main. I've got the first pick in the semi main. Now, listeners, this semi main match comes with a stipulation. So I will take the first pick.
Can we give the stipulations after?
Yes. 100%. The stipulation will come later. This will be, just like everything else, the worst stipulation we can possibly... not that we can think of, that has been used. The worst stipulation that actually has been involved in a match, i.e. Viagra on a pole.
What?
All right. So, my first wrestler in the semi-main event has been featured on the show before, and it is Zeus. Now, if you go just on gear alone...
Danielle's very familiar with Zeus.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Zeus.
Yeah, he doesn't guess, he doesn't speak,
nope.
And he doesn't wrestle.
But he wrestles enough to be one of your picks.
He was on SummerSlam.
Right.
With Macho Man. He's a wrestler.
Yes.
Okay.
So, fair enough.
So, all right, I'm going Zeus.
Next.
All right. Who you got?
So
you look really confident.
I'm really excited.
He's
for
rubbing
this.
Rubbing his palms together excitedly.
Well, for two reasons: one, because it's match; two, because I'm about to finish my drink, and I'm gonna need a refill from our bartender. My first pick in the semi-main event is gonna be none other than.
Wait a minute. We said we weren't gonna repeat picks, and you have picked Nunner six times.
None other than Mini.
She used different words.
Shut up. Mini Vader.
What? I didn't know mini people were an option.
They wrestle on TV.
Well, why none?
Oh my god.
Let me see a picture.
Mini Vader is going to be my pick.
So there's always been. Little person wrestling has been a thing since the beginning of wrestling, but in the 90s, the WWE thought it would be hilarious to basically duplicate their existing roster with little people. So anyone who was on the roster, there was a little person version of them. So you have Mini Undertaker and Mini Bret Hart, and you have Mini Vader. So
of course.
You might recall regular-sized Vader as being the dad of the next-door neighbor on Boy Meets World.
Oh, man. That was the favorite episode of Boy Meets World.
Yeah, it was a couple of episodes, actually. But Mini Vader is just
a bad picture, but...
a rotund little person wearing Vader's outfit. All right.
The bald guy?
So that's your... That's your first pick.
That's
in
my
your semi-main. All right. So this is going to be a not very politically correct match because you went with the LP. I'm going mentally challenged. So,
oh boy.
I know where this is going.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. So, I'm so glad I didn't use my real name on this.
So, against Zeus, who is 6'9 and 380 pounds, I'm going Eugene. Eugene was a... he is not mentally challenged, but he plays a mentally challenged character on WWE, or he did.
That is class, my friends.
Yeah,
is class.
This is Vince McMahon for you. Whatever he thinks he can get away with, he will.
Okay.
Please see our episode about the Big Boss Man.
Well, somebody produced Geely, so yeah. That happened.
And what's your stipulation?
Oh, you want me to go stipulation now?
Yeah, after your opponent.
Okay, so I've got Zeus versus Eugene in a crybaby match. Do you know what a crybaby match is?
No.
But he likes it. He's crying tears of joy.
Let me tell you. So remember who my opponents are. A crybaby match in real life happened between Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid. In this instance, it will be either Zeus or Eugene who will have to put on a diaper, carry around a giant bottle, and cry like a baby if they lose.
Wow. This is like hazing. But sports.
You don't like it.
Yeah, but you get paid for it. A little.
Alright. That's a pretty good semi-main. But.
None.
On the marquee, underneath the heavyweight title match, you have Mini Vader. You sure you want to drink?
Yeah, maybe I better not take a drink right now.
Versus Meatball.
Who's Meatball?
Who's Meatball?
Meatball?
Meatball.
I don't know who is Meatball.
You know who Meatball is.
I don't know who Meatball is.
I'll look it up afterwards. All right.
Yeah. You have to explain.
Versus that. Meatball, who is another LP wrestler. Who's,
semi-main is two LPs.
Yep. About 4'10", build, I think, 295.
Wow.
You would know him if you see him.
Wait, what?
He wrestled on that.
You just put the physics
together.
The
math doesn't add up for Savannah.
No.
All right. I'm going to look him up because so you can see.
This is great radio, by the way.
Yep.
People, you know what people tuned in for was to hear you Google. All right, well, Sean's passing around the picture of Meatball.
I think he was. Who was the backstage Big Dick Johnson?
Oh my God!
We want to see.
Picture of his ass.
Big Dick from the Dudley Boys?
No, the backstage guy. He used to come out oiled up.
Oh yeah.
I think he played the mini version of him.
Oh, the tiny stripper.
Yep.
Okay, so Meatball is the tiny stripper.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Meatball.
So you have two fat midgets.
Yeah. Versus Mini Vader in a Money in the Bank step stool match.
Step stool match.
It's a Money in the Bank ladder match, but
did that actually happen?
A Money in the Bank ladder match has happened, but they can't use ladders.
So that never actually happened, though.
No.
Can he use that?
Well, yeah, because a step stool is a ladder.
God damn it.
A step stool is a ladder.
Just because it's a small ladder, God.
Ladder rights.
All right, I'm being...
It can happen.
I'm being close-minded. You're right.
So now we go to the main.
Now we've got our main event, heavyweight championship match.
The match F. You've all paid to see.
Wait, are we getting paid to see this?
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to watch any of this.
Your check is in the mail.
That's bullshit and you know it. You'd watch all of these.
Yeah.
For the worst pay-per-view heavyweight title, whiskey draft heavyweight title match. No, Nutter. It's not starting Nutter. None other than David Arquette.
Oh, see, that's low-hanging fruit right there. And I knew...
He was WCW champion.
Yeah, no, it counts. He's on my list, for sure. And I knew you were going to take him, so I knew I was going to have a backup and go another route. That doesn't make it a bad pick. It's a great pick. David Arquette is the WCW champion, and he is actually a current indie wrestler.
Yeah, so you guys obviously know who David Arquette is.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in
Deputy Dewey.
Yes.
In the Scream movies. And
because of Ready to Rumble,
yeah,
he went to WCW. I think because their ratings were dropping and WWE was on the rise. He went to WCW, and they gave him the heavyweight title. And I think he lost it in a three stages of hell.
No, three cages. The three cages stacked on top of each other.
Wow. Yeah, that's yeah, the...
Which was on my list of stipulations if you were going to take mine.
That's intense.
Yeah, I was going to take that. I was going to take Crybaby Match.
All right. You're going David Arquette, which I had a feeling I was going to have to... One of us was going to have to give him up. He was the obvious choice there, and that's why I took the first overall...
What was that?
Nunner.
The first overall pick.
Nunner versus overall.
So that I could take Vince Russo.
Okay.
Vince Russo was also a WCW champion, so... For y'all two that don't know, Vince Russo was a writer in WWE.
Who is this
redneck side? Red Slinger makes you redneck.
Vince Russo was a writer in WWF. They fired him because he sucked at it. He went to WCW. He ruined WCW, and he booked himself as champion. He had people on TV that were like talking about how bad he was on the show. And then he's since then lived off of his name of just being infamous, less than famous. Not a wrestler, not an athlete, but was the WCW champion.
All right.
Who is your opponent for David Arquette?
David Arquette for the heavyweight title against Justin Credible.
What? Justin Credible was a...
ECW heavyweight champion.
All right. I would say that he was actually good, though. So... Man, that
argue your way out of it. Good, bad.
Just incredible.
That's it? Just his name?
No, he was not good. But it's the totality of the match. David Arquette as WCW champion versus Just Incredible.
Okay, so you're banking on just David Arquette dragging that quality down?
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're going with.
Well, I'm gonna have to make.
But also, this is the heavyweight title main event of a pay-per-view.
That's true. I'm just saying you could have gone worse. You could have gone worse, such as these are not my picks. You could have gone with Vince McMahon, who was a champion.
Was an alternate.
You could have gone with Big Show for anything on this whole card.
Was on my list, as it was Sandman.
You could have gone. Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, but he is talented.
Yeah. Sell me on Jinder Mahal. I am going Vince Russo versus the Great Khali. I am going all 8 feet tall with the vocabulary.
Oh, my balls.
vocabulary consisting of You guys might remember the Great Khali as the tall guy from The Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah!
Hey, he's also a Punjabi police officer.
Yeah, but sure, okay. If police officers don't bend their knees. he's like crippled from just being tall and heavy, and he can barely walk, and he was a heavyweight champion in WWE.
Oh, that's horrible.
You see Adam Sandler's Longest Yard?
Yeah. Yes.
The toga.
She doesn't remember movies. We watched it.
Unless you watched it last night.
It's been a long time.
It's been a month. All right, so.
What, 12
years? Shots fired.
Okay, so that completes the draft. We are going to leave it up to you, the listeners, on Twitter at GB2 to decide who had the worst card in wrestling history. Mine goes as follows. James Ellsworth versus Renegade, followed by the Insane Clown Posse versus LOD 2.0, the women's match of Eva Marie versus Stephanie McMahon, the Shockmaster versus Janet Gonzalez, Zeus versus Eugene in a crybaby match, and Great Khali versus Vince Russo for the heavyweight title.
And in my pay-per-view, we have Gilbert versus the Brooklyn Brawler as the opening match. Nasty Boys versus the Natural Disasters in a tag title match. Hopefully the ring survives to go to the women's match of Major Guns versus Nicole Bass. After you have your wonderful hot dog and beer, you have to sit through Michael Cole versus Jim Duggan. Followed by the semi-main event, which is a Money in the Bank step stool match of Mini Vader versus Meatball. Pap, pap, pap. Little gangster steps. And a heavyweight title match of David Arquette versus Justin Credible.
Oh, man. I don't know. You know what? Your card sounds great. I can't wait to watch it.
You would. There's no way you would watch this fucking show.
Sounds awesome. I'll pay my $59.99. I'll watch it on pay-per-view all day. I'll watch it on repeat.
If that was a pay-per-view on the network, you would cancel your subscription.
If this last Hell in a Cell can't make me do it, nothing can. You couldn't drag me to my show. There's no amount of money in the world. I would leave my own funeral to get to your show.
I wouldn't drag you to my show.
All right, we'll put both of these up on Twitter so you guys can take a look at them at GB2 Wrestling. Let us know what you guys think. Be sure to download the show on iTunes, Apple, Google, Spotify, the works. This is a lot harder to do when you're drunk. What else?
Go buy a bottle of Lead Slinger whiskey.
Absolutely. Go get some Lead Slinger's whiskey, and I think they have beer, too.
I don't think they do. They got.
I saw it on Instagram yesterday.
Maybe it's a new one. Yeah, they got a couple different whiskeys. They got Black Rifle Coffee.
Yep.
They got the Drinking Bros podcast. Mm-hmm. Go give them a listen.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the book?
Matt Best book. Thank you for my service. None of these people are our sponsors. This is just kick-ass shit.
Never met them, don't know them, but we dig them. Next time we do this, it'll be some different folks. We're just shouting out stuff we like. Definitely get at us on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at GB2 Wrestling, and we will catch y'all next time.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.